Today is the second Sunday of Advent. The church learned a long time ago that people need a way to get ready to come close to a mystery like the incarnation, the mystery we call Christmas. So the church set aside 4 weeks as a season of preparation. On the first Sunday of Advent, we remembered the prophets who pointed the way to Bethlehem. Today, the second Sunday of Advent, we remember the Holy Family. With faith and courage, the Holy Family walks the road to Bethlehem and invites us to walk with them. During Advent, we are all getting ready to welcome Jesus into our lives once more.
O Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, desire of the world, Savior of all peoples, come and dwell among us. Beloved in Christ, in this season of Advent, let it be our care and delight to prepare our hearts and minds for the mystery of the incarnation and the coming of our Savior, who was and is to come.
Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. God be with you. Also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah.
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming day of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But in accordance with this promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Righteousness shall go before you, and peace shall be a pathway for your feet. Amen. The Gospel of Mark promises to be good news, and then it tests our patience as we wait for that good news to make itself clear. Maybe Mark is having a bit of a joke at our expense. After all, this gospel begins with a wild-eyed prophet in the wilderness preaching repentance for sin and the coming of the Messiah. And it ends with both the prophet and the Messiah murdered by the authorities and with no clear path forward for those who believe in the movement they began. There is some good news along the way, especially for those who are broken in body or spirit. But there is also pervasive conflict and a gathering storm of betrayal and inevitable death. So what is Mark getting at when he calls this story good news? To answer this, as Julie Andrews might advise, let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. You'll notice, first of all, that there's no preamble in Mark, no annunciation to the Virgin Mary, no nativity story. Mark's gospel begins with a nod to the prophet Isaiah and then immediately jumps into the ministry of John the Baptist, a ministry focused on preparing the way for Jesus, the one who is to come. Perhaps most striking of all, this opening passage reminds us of an enduring truth revealed time and again in so many parts of Scripture. The good news begins in the wilderness. I imagine most of us have some funny ideas about wilderness. In a world as urbanized and technologized as ours, we often long for wilderness. We watch nature shows on TV and arrange vacations that take us as far away from the hustle and bustle as we can get. Wilderness is seen as something out there, pristine, valuable, and worth preserving. A lot of wilderness spaces today are the exclusive preserve of the wealthy and privileged who can indulge in glamping expeditions and the best high-tech gear and clothing that money can buy. Wilderness is valuable to us precisely because it has become so rare. As humanity's reach has spread farther and farther into what used to be remote places, those of us seeking the beauty and peace we associate with wilderness have to work harder and harder to find it. For people in the time of Jesus and John the Baptist, the situation was reversed. To a people who made their home in a desert region, it was wilderness that threatened to encroach on cultivated, civilized spaces, not the other way around. A great city like Jerusalem was the rarity. Most people lived rural lives or semi-nomadic lives, where a tent and a campfire might be the only thing standing between you and the vast and menacing wilderness that was all around. So it follows then that John the Baptist, in choosing to go out into the wilderness, was not seeking adventure or the chance to soak in a beautiful landscape. This was no escape from reality, but rather a plunge into its depths. John was deliberately putting himself in a risky situation. His location in the wilderness is a sign, a signal to those who follow him that he is throwing himself entirely on God's mercy. He wears the most basic clothing possible, no high-tech performance fabrics for him, and he eats the little that he can forage for himself. Locusts and honey are subsistence foods, requiring neither cultivation nor community effort of any kind to procure or prepare. You can survive on them in a pinch, but they're not exactly filling. His diet, his clothing, and most of all, his location are witness to his complete reliance on God. John's emphasis on repentance is also appropriate for a wilderness location. Even for us today, time in the wilderness can be seen as kind of a spiritual reset. The lack of creature comforts and the smallness that we often feel in the face of nature can help us put things into perspective. Repentance requires that shift in perspective. It helps us to see patterns and habits in new ways, helps us to recognize how they no longer serve us or how they might be getting in the way of our relationship with God. So without that reset, we are often too comfortable sticking with our usual ways, even if they are far from healthy or fulfilling. And, of course, many of us know all too well that you don't have to leave civilization to find yourself in a spiritual wilderness. In fact, you don't even have to step foot out of your house. first several months of the pandemic were a kind of collective wilderness experience, even when we were in lockdown and couldn't go anywhere. Grief can feel like a wilderness that you have to navigate alone, no matter how many people indicate that they have walked that road before you. Times of loss, disruption, upheaval, all of these can feel like time in the wilderness. They can be frightening and uncomfortable, and they can also be opportunities. They help us, even sometimes in painful and difficult ways, they help us find out what we can and cannot live without, what is truly essential, and what endures after everything else has been worn away by sand and stone and glaring sun, to paraphrase the poet Jan Richardson. Perhaps nobody wants lessons like these, but nonetheless, they happen to all of us sooner or later. Advent is a time that asks us to honor these hard-won lessons, now etched on our hearts, even when they make us look weak or vulnerable to the rest of the world. The scholar and writer Kate Bowler has written a blessing that seems especially appropriate for Advent, or maybe for any time that we are beckoned into the wilderness. Blessed are we, the incomplete, standing at the edge of what could be, in this perpetual season of waiting and looking and longing for the fulfillment of hope. Blessed are we, the restless, grieving what's over but isn't done, what is gone but isn't finished. Blessed are we who suddenly find that while we weren't looking, the Lord appeared saying, "Peace, be still." This is the clearing where the light shines through, where the new can begin. Never doubt it. God is writing you into the story of the world's healing and your own. Advent asks us to journey into the wilderness precisely so we can find that clearing, that place where the light shines through and our faith and hope can be renewed. It is there that we will find our good news, the good news that God has promised to lead us through the wilderness, to be with us on our journey, and even to gather us in his arms and carry us to safety. The good news that salvation is very near to us, and peace will be a pathway for our feet. The good news that God has already prepared a way, and that way is known as Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. The good news that soon the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people shall see it together. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of the watching, God of the waiting, be present with us.
God of the watching, may the circle of the Advent wreath remind us of your infinite love, which has no beginning or end. Help us to set our minds on things eternal. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the waiting, we pray for all in authority in the church and in the world. We look forward to the day when the nations of the world walk in the light and your peace is experienced by all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the watching, we pray for the city of Davis and for all of Yolo County, that we may be a community of hope and light in this world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the waiting, we pray for all the people of your church that you may strengthen them for the ministry that you have set before them, for bishops, deacons, priests, and lay people, that all of us may heed your call on our lives and be committed to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the watching, God of the waiting, we pray for the sick, the friendless, and the needy, that they may experience your healing presence. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for the victims of gun violence, especially those affected by the mass shooting at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas earlier this week. For peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, especially Gaza and Ukraine. And we pray for Carol G., Chris Y., Diana B., Garda J., Rosemary I., Catherine C., Jim and Kathy W., Dave S., Presiding Bishop Michael Curry, Michael and Sheila L., Carla H., and Shirley B. I invite you to add your own intercessions at this time, either silently or aloud.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of time and eternity and the source of comfort for all who mourn, we pray for all who have died, especially those we hold in our hearts and name before you now.
We pray for the repose of the souls of Jack Williams, Mary Louise Stroll, and Ted Thomas, and we pray for their families and friends who mourn.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of abundance and hope, we are challenged in our worship to set our hearts and minds on the here and now, and to remember and be thankful for all you have given us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hasten, O God, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we who now live by faith may with joy behold your Son at his advent in glorious majesty.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements. It's always lovely to see people here this morning, even when it's a little cold and gray out. I hope that you are taking comfort in being here together. We do have several things on our yellow announcement sheet. I'm not going to read it all. The back page especially, it has things that you probably need to take a little time to look at and to think about, like vestry nominations or participating in the next sacred ground circle. So do take a look at all those. There are lots of volunteer opportunities. There's even more on our website and the email that we send out. So if you're not getting those emails, now is the time to be sure that you ask the office to start sending those to you. On the front page, we have some more time-sensitive things. In particular, today at 4 o'clock, some of us are gathering here at church for a spirituality in nature walk through the community. So it's not so much that we need an RSVP, so that there's not a lot for us to prepare, but we don't want to leave anybody behind. So if you're planning to meet us, we want to be sure that we don't start the walk without you. So try to let me know before you leave today if you haven't already signed up. The other things we have going on are starting next Sunday. So we have our third Advent, and then after that, we have time to green the church and help make it ready for Christmas. And then the blue Christmas service is that afternoon at 4 o'clock. So information in here about that. We also have the next day, we'll be having a live stream here in the church for those who wish to gather together as we are able to participate from afar in the memorial service for Mark Allen. And I think that's another time when it's really good to be together in person if you can join us then. Lots more happening on here. Information about the Christmas Eve service. I see our ushers standing in the back. We have, if anyone is new, we won't make you introduce yourself or we won't embarrass you in any way, but we do want to give you a little bag of goodies. So just let an usher know and we'd love to offer those to you. So I think those are the primary things. Did you get any celebrations or milestones? Well, we had one birthday announcement this morning. Are you waving your hand back there, Crystal? Yes? We have what? Oh, okay. Aw, another baby. That's wonderful. Woo! Wonderful. Or your second wedding anniversary. I remember it like it was 2 years ago. I was there. Congratulations. And it was Sherry Reynolds' birthday yesterday, so we have lots of things for which to be grateful. I'm sure there are other celebrations and milestones that you all are celebrating. So let us turn to page 6 and say this prayer together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I should say, I think we're going to have a baby who will be just right next year for the pageant. So hold on to that. We have our, what has become sort of our usual custom for communion up front. We have two stations. One is where the priest will intinct for you and hand you the host with the wine on it. And this other station on this side is where the bread and the wine are separate and you can take from the cup or you can just receive the bread if you prefer that. We're also happy to come and bring you communion. You just have to let an usher know. And of course, if you don't want communion, but you want to come forward for a blessing, when you come forward, just cross your arms to indicate that. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time, you made ready the creation. Your Spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being, sun, moon, and stars, earth, winds, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again, you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing. Glory and honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with Blessed Martin and all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation, to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo. Santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin.
Amen.
May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love.
Amen.
May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer at his second advent be rewarded with unending life.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Amen.
Peace to love and serve the Lord.